All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. This is Matt Kesar here with my very special guest, singer-songwriter Russell Sinclair. Welcome, sir.
Hello, nice to be with you.
Nice to have you. I'm calling you all the way over to England, so we have the pond separating us today.
Yeah. Right. Is it a time difference?
Yeah. You know, it's a real pleasure to meet you, and this to me, as a fan of music and technology and things like the internet and how you can find new artists and new bands, and then for me, I can take it one better and I actually get the chance to talk to people like you, but just finding someone like you online, wanting to learn more about you, finding the music that you have already out there has just been a very exciting process for me. So this whole week has been great digging into your work.
Oh man, it was awesome to receive the message, you know. Somebody who's found you online, who's already got an interest in this kind of thing, and is interested to talk to me. I've got all the time in the world for that. You know, it's an amazing feeling getting somebody from that far away, you know, who's able to contact me and say, actually, I really like what you're doing. Can we sit and have a chat about it?
Yeah,
awesome.
Definitely love it. So your new album, your latest album, your debut album, right, was released on June the 6th of this year. It's called Bought and Sold.
Yeah.
So good.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much. It was very much a labor of love, you know. We had really great fun making it, and it took a while for it to come together. Did a bunch of EPs leading up to it, and it took a little while to get a band together that I was happy with, and, you know, everybody gelling together, and then finding the right studio and the right producer and getting the money together.
It all takes time.
But, like I say, it was great fun.
Yeah, the money part's the hard part. Having the talent and putting in the hours and doing the shows and writing the songs, you know, and then all of a sudden you have to be able to make it and distribute it. I mean, that's a whole other job in itself.
It is, yeah, you know, and, you know, in this day and age, in some ways it's a little bit easier. There are more independent studios out there. There are more people who are keen to do it that have access to the equipment. Maybe back in the day, you might have had the same amount of people keen to be producers, but the equipment was far more expensive or just took up more space. But, you know, I think it's nice in a way to have done it myself, or at least in-house. I don't do things completely on my own. I get a lot of help. My father's kind of acts as my manager and does a lot of that stuff as well. So it wasn't a completely, you know, all on my shoulders thing, but it is a very nice thing to look back on it and say, you know, we did that in-house and we can do it again. You know, we can make album number two in that way, maybe a little bit bigger and a little bit better, and use some of the money made off of album number one. But it's such a great feeling to know that, you know, a product that I'm really happy with and I get quite a lot of good feedback from happened off our own backs, you know?
Well, it's all well-deserved, and the ability to do it yourself is quite a luxury. If you think back 20 or 30 years, it would be unheard of to be able to do something like this unless you were at the top right, of the game of record sales and things to do it yourself or afford a home studio. But, you know, that's the way it is for me, too. With podcasts, there's so many out there. There's hundreds of thousands. All you need is a digital microphone and have something to say, and you can put this out there. But the trick is finding the audience. And then once you find the audience, how do you keep the audience when there are so many other things trying to grab your attention? So I know exactly how it is.
I think the key to success with any of these kind of things has got to be, at least in part, loving it, hasn't it? Like the passion behind it. You know, that keeps you going. And if it keeps you going doing your thing and you know, making the product and or writing the material or whatever it is, then the audience will be there for it. You know, if people like what you're doing and you can stick with it and have that passion for it, then it's less of a chore.
Oh, absolutely. I do this. This is my fun. You know, I'm a fan of music forever. I play guitar, and getting to talk to people like you who are super talented and really good at what they do is just it's a pleasure for me. I can't, and sharing it just makes it one better. You know, it would be enough if it was just for me to get to talk to you, but the fact that I get to share it is even cooler. So, yeah, it's great.